It's a trumpet service. We have come to thank God that we are alive to witness the ninth month of the year. Not in sickness, not in trouble. Nobody is running around for you. And you are not running around also for what? For anybody. Can we rise up again? I just tell God I'm grateful. Thank God for your life. Thank God for your family. You are not in prison. You are not on sick bed. You are not destitute. You didn't lose your mind. Despite all the trials of the enemy, you didn't lose your mind. God kept you. God kept you. God kept you. He bled the work of your hands. He bled the fruit of your body. Say that I'm grateful. This is the ninth month. You counted me among the living, Lord, I'm grateful. In Jesus' precious name, we are giving thanks. Take your seat. God bless you. I welcome you again and again. And I say happy new month. Tell your neighbor happy new month. Tell your neighbor. Let me hear you. Face your neighbor. Don't face me. I will hear your testimony this month. You will hear my own this month. Glory to God. Welcome you. It's the ninth month of the year. And the beginning of the Ember month. The month that people fear so much. And the fake prophet make you to fear more by telling you negative, 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 negative things. The devil is not more powerful in the Ember months than he's powerful in January, if at all he has power. Because in Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus said, all power in heaven and what? And on earth has what? Now, if he has all the power, which one is the devil operating? Tell your neighbor tricks. He's not playing tricks on you. He's playing tricks on people's mind. By making you to believe all the lying vanities. If this sign is happening in my body, then it is cancer. It's a lie. We just mean that your muscle just want to relax there. Nothing happened to you. But once you give interpretation, you believe it. Some Christians can't fight. They say they have ulcer. You're already in bondage. He has finished you. You will keep jumping to calamity, from calamity to calamity. They say, I have ulcer, I can't fast. How can you believe you have ulcer that you will not allow you to fast? When fasting is part of the requirement in this kingdom to break forward, to be in charge, to be in control of the affairs of your life, you can't live without fasting. Just as you can't live without prayer. You can't live without the word. These three ingredients are important for you. You throw them away, you throw your destiny away to the hand of your enemies. You open door for them to do exploit, hinder you and stop your going. Because you believe wrongly. You are a child of God. Whatever stops you from reading the word of God, from praying and from fasting, has stopped you from making progress. Has put you down permanently. He says, my work. Work will finish one day. And at time work will finish, you will not be able to fast. Can I tell you, young people, young men and women in the church, if you don't build a strong spiritual life when you are youth, you can never build anything up when you are getting older. If you miss it when you are young, you can't recover it. Especially spiritual matters. It is the building that you build for yourself while you are young that becomes a lifestyle that you can sustain when you are getting older. So if you are playing around now as a youth, it's my work. I have ulcer. If I fast by 9 o'clock, my two knees will be doing like this. I can't walk well. And you are a young man. You are a young girl. You are destroying your future. Don't forget my message 2 weeks ago. that a future you don't create, you can never enter into it. You are the one who created. There's no future anywhere. Your future is created by you. So you can play around today. You will pay tomorrow with tears. May that not be your portion. I say that will not be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. I want to apologize to those under the gallery. It's too dark. And light the lights are on, but most of them are dead. I make a promise. We will do something about it very soon. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Our text today, Psalms, where we read, 72 and verse 8. Psalms 72 and verse 8, where we read, is a half dominion also. From where? From sea to sea, and from where? And from the river unto the end of the earth. Ends of the earth. Our control of the affairs of our life and the control of where we are, our environment, where God places us, has no limitation. We don't have boundary. You have no boundary when it comes to control. You are boundaryless. And there is no mortal man on earth who is a hidden. You know what I mean by hidden? A non-believer. That God has not put under you to exercise your control over them. That's why nobody can empower himself. It takes God to empower you. And until God empowers us, we are powerless. We are utterly powerless. And that's why he took his son to come to this world. The purpose why Christ came is to restore the glory that our father lost in the Garden of Eden through disobedience. To put that power in us again so that we can have control that was spelled out in Genesis 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them and said what? Be fruitful. And do what? And multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it. And do what? I have dominion. Be in charge. Be in control. That was why he came. And here he said, now our boundary there will be no boundary again in terms of our control. So you cannot prosper financially and then be nursing sickness somewhere around your life. It's a total package. Salvation is a total package. God gave you everything that make life suitable and enjoyable. Glory to God. So we must therefore that we are not just only to believe God here on earth, serve him and then go to heaven, but live in abject poverty, live under oppression of the devil. Live in suffering. The suffering is not for Christ, but suffering for suffering. Just name suffering. Things are not working. From failure to failure. Oh, you think, oh, God has answered me. Before you know, everything went flat. He didn't save us to remain on the floor. We were on the floor before he came. There will have been no need for him to save us if your salvation leaves you on the floor. Ask yourself whether you are saved. He saved you to raise you up because he's a raiser of men. He raised men up, does not drop man down. So to commit God to do his own, we must walk according to his terms. And these are things we'll be looking at throughout this month. How do we commit God to work for us? And when that is done, then we can really have dominion. We can dominate. We can be in charge. We can be in control of the affairs of our life. They are Christians that somebody is still controlling them. They are not in charge of their life at all. There's somebody somewhere who is ruling their life for them, but you are a child of God. Okay, it's not somebody, but there are forces. There are forces that is moving you to make you do against your will. You are not in charge. But I'm glad that God has brought you September to rectify all those nonsense and put you in charge again. You will take control. I say you will take control. You will also dominate in the name of Jesus. So we must stop bowing down to things we don't need to bow down for or bow to. Some are bowing to their career, to their work. They are the God of their life. That will control them. Some have idol of money. They can do anything because of money. Money is their God. What flare them up? They have so much deep flare for money than they have for any other thing on earth. Want to see them smile? Just do 500 naira like this. Now, in that case, you cannot occupy the place God placed you as a child of God. Do you want to occupy it? Then, to take control, you must start bowing down to things that you should not bow down for. And you must also stop accepting things you ought not to accept. Just accept it. Well, I've tried my best, Pastor, but it's not changing. So it's part of my life. Probably a word of your father. Probably a word of your sister. And now it's disturbing you. You say, well, God knows I've tried, but it's not working. So I accepted it. Stop accepting failure. Stop accepting oppression. Stop accepting stagnation. You are not saved to accept all this nonsense. Because God saved you to put you in charge. You are only in charge of the affair of this earth. It's in heaven ruling. You are here ruling on the earth. You are the God. He said, here I say, ye are God. Psalm 82 verse 6. John 10, 34, 35, 36. Ye are God. He put you here to be in charge. You report to the to our master above. Your activity and your event here on the earth. So he put you here to represent him. And we can't afford to disappoint God. The devil you are running away from is also afraid of you. He's just looking at whether you know who you are. What you are hiding from is also hiding from you. God placed you here to represent him. You are standing for God. That's why you must not accept nonsense. Nonsense from anybody or from anything. Nobody, you should not allow anyone to look down on you and make you look like a non-entity. You are not. You are a king here on the earth. You are a priest here on the earth. Revelation 5:10. You are here on the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. So bring your body, your mind, and your spirit under your own control and be in charge of it. Before you know, you will see the glory of God manifesting in your life from level to under level. So God created you and saved you to be in charge of the affairs of the earth. Nobody here can terrorize you. Nothing can terrorize you. No God of the earth can terrorize you. No principalities on this earth can terrorize you. You are in charge. Tell that devil, God put me here, I'm in charge. You have a business point. But somebody is terrorizing you there. And you're only up and down. Look, a closed mouth is what? Speak out. Authority is expressed by word. What do I call it? You express by word. God put me here. Have you ever seen people who are fighting? Two people are fighting. But not on the street. One went to another man's house to go and fight him. You have heard people say, in my house? You heard that before? You come to my house to do this to me? You have heard that before? That man speaking know his authority. But some people can come to your house and abuse you and you'll be crying inside your house. The person who won't beat you and go away. In your house. You can't defend yourself. You can't even speak the word. There's something in you that you must provoke to come back to life. Glory be to God. You must take charge. What did I say? Yes, you must take charge. So you are not a creation to be pushed here and there. That rise today and fall tomorrow. You are a creation to stand still and keep moving, making consistent progress, breaking new grounds, and crossing lines and boundaries. You shall have dominion from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. No limitation, no boundary for you. Everywhere your feet shall stand upon, shall what? Shall be given unto you. That's what the Bible says. Anywhere you are, it's your territory. Glory be to God. Glory to God. So whatever cannot stand before Jesus, he put you here that they will not stand before you. But you need to exercise that authority. That authority, you need to exercise it. Ask yourself, what is happening to me now? Can it happen to Jesus? If it can happen to him, you better just resist it. Stand up and resist. That's how to take control of their fears of life. Glory be to God. So walking in dominion help you also to maintain your God-given domain and territory of influence. Every one of you here, you have a domain. It is your domain. You exercise dominion, control, or rule over. Now, you also have territory of influence. A place where God put you to influence things for him and for yourself and for people around you. If you don't recognize this one, you will live like an ordinary Christian. Suffer here on earth and just go to heaven empty-handed. You will suffer on earth and there will be nothing. May God help you to maintain your domain and keep your territory of influence. In Jesus' precious name. Matthew 28 verse 18, I've read before. He had all the power with him, that Jesus Christ himself. Then in Luke 10 verse 19, he said, I give you power. So a portion of this power that can make you stabilize here on earth and do well, in the midst of your enemy. Don't say the enemy are too much. The enemy are irrelevant. Nobody can stop God. I know from the building of Hope Tabernacle, this building, that no matter what the enemy do, people used to come and pour charms in front of the church when we're building. Where the charm? You know, see them? Huh? Of course, somebody, even when we're doing this finishing touches, somebody came and poured nonsense. This year, one there. I didn't even see it. The people that came for sanitation has cleared everything. When I came to him, I said, don't worry. He said, we are praying. He said, yes. That's the end. The enemy will always make attempts, but they can never succeed. Are you hearing me? They can't do what? They can't succeed. Where are they? Where are they? Okay, they killed Jesus, yes. Because he submitted himself to death. They didn't force him to die. He would have killed all of them with one word. He agreed to die. But he rose up. When he rose up, why didn't they go and kill him the second time? Can they kill him again? No. Sir, you are too loaded with power to make you succeed here on earth. If you fail, it's your choice. Too loaded by power. Except you are not born again. You are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, and you are sure you are a child of God, and you are living in God, no devil, let that devil come. Can't stop you. Not even when you commit sin. Except you dwell in that sin. Because God knows sin that are by mistake. God also knows sin that are intentional. Am I correct? No devil can hold you down. No devil can hold you down. Glory be to God. So he gave us some portions of this power here on earth. As you are now, you don't know you have power, but you have power. There's power inside you. But it does not shake people. It does not make your temperature of your body to rise up. You know, when you use generator for 1 hour, when you touch the silencer, you know that you touch something. It may burn your hand. Am I correct? That's not the kind of power you are carrying. You are carrying something more. But it does not, your enemy knows it. Have you ever been talking to somebody and you cannot look at your face? Some of you are very observant and who carry power. Do like this. Say, look at me. You can't look at your face. You see fire on your eyes. You don't burn and make you look at me. Glory be to God. And we can't operate on earth without this power. You will always be falling from one calamity to another. You always end up suffering. You're punishing yourself for nothing. But if you exercise this power, which is generated through salvation, sustained through prayer, the word, and fasting. Fasting is coming in December. That's the time you will say you have ulcer. Bring that ulcer here. Let's keep you here for 3 days with the ulcer. After that time, go and do your test. The fasting will heal the ulcer. For the medicine for ulcer is what? It's fasting. Don't dry fast. No, you're going to eat in the evening. No eat for 3 days. No drink. No even drink water. If you can't do it. And see what will happen. Go heal them before you go. But that's what you are not seeing. But here you are. You want to shine forth. It doesn't happen that way. The Lord will bless you. I pray you understand this wisdom and jump at it. So God expects every one of us, to take dominion, to dominate here around us, anywhere we find ourselves, in our domain. I saw somebody building a house, and there was error when I was passing. He didn't call me, he didn't send me. But I wanted to say, this thing you are doing here, tomorrow you go get result. He said, no, God, we have done it well. Oh, the day he was putting roof, the wall collapsed. With the carpenter, break leg. To the people who are not ready to do terms, to do things as God wants it, but they want to untwist God to follow them. It doesn't work that way. Brethren, you want to dominate, you must follow God's prescription. Do it the way he asks you to do it. You will get his own result. Your result is coming. In Jesus' precious name. Now, one matter I must also tell you here. To dominate does not mean that you will dominate other believers. You can't dominate other believers. I've seen two Christians who have shop not too far from each other, and they are doing competition. The two of you will end up a failure. You can't dominate a believer. You can only dominate an unbeliever, a heathen. That's why in this world there's no competition. Somebody do something good, you are angry. You are bitter. Your neighbor stuck his shop or her shop. You are angry because your own is empty. Did he make your own empty? He borrow money from you, he no pay. Look, if you to dominate, one of the power to dominate is to rejoice with people who good things are happening to. I keep telling them, God bless you, God give you more. And if you have what to give them to support them. Don't say, I don't have like them. You will never have like them or to support them. People are going down today because they will never do what God asked them to do. Anything God asked them to do is a problem. One man was speaking. He said, you can go from morning to evening without eating. Who has gone from morning to evening without eating? Not because you are fasting. But no chance to eat. And that's your hand up. Anybody who, thank you. As you know, anybody inquire? What of this place? Now they eat? You know, you are not fasting, but you didn't eat till evening. Am I correct? Until you came back in the night, you ate. But if God asks you to fast, you will have problem. If it is God that says, today is fasting, you will break it by 9 a.m. If you are by 12, you are scattered already. They'll be asking you, brother, are you sick? You say, no, our church, they make you fast. They won't kill you, so I don't know. If you enter a place where you want to do shopping, you can do shopping for 100,000 for yourself, for your loved ones. If your salary is 10,000, and God asks you to bring 1,000 out of your tithe, you will contend it. It will pay you. But if you are barbing your saloon, your hair in the saloon, you can spend 2,000 on yourself. It doesn't pay you. Is it a challenge to you? Huh? To polish your shoe, is it a challenge? To go to a restaurant and eat meal of 5,000 naira, it's not a challenge because you love the food and the food is good. But if God asks you for 500 naira, you will abuse the pastor to the end. Why is it that anything God asks us to do, we are always challenging? We have problem in carrying out God's order. That's why we are, many Christians are losers. They can't dominate. They can't be in charge. If church member buy a car, it's a breakthrough. Am I correct? We all testify, hey, glory be to God. If pastor buy bicycle, now church money is thief. You buy bicycle, now thief. They are stealing church money. It's church money. Why is your own not church money? You talk pastors is living by church offering? Any pastor who put his life on church offering, he will suffer. Suffering will kill him. How much? When we are praying that we should be givers, I will not give up, we will be giving in millions. Anything God asks you to do, you are resisting it. You will never be in charge of your life. Something else will control you. It's a law. It's a natural law. Many Christians are suffering today because they can't just obey God. It's difficult for them. Ordinary tithe of 10%. I call it ordinary 10%. They struggle with it. How much more would they see a poor girl, a poor boy, and help them? How would they help the widows around? What do you consign them? I mean, kill the husband. They don't work out. But you want to be in charge of affairs. It doesn't work that way. Keep robbing God, and you'll keep going down. But can I tell you also, everybody pay tithe. Even the one you don't give to God, you give to something else. Something less than God collect from you. You don't know it. But everybody pay 10%. Everybody on earth. The thing is that where you are paying your own to, does it attract blessing? The answer is no. Anything outside God will not attract blessing. You want to be in charge of the affair of your life, you must learn to follow God in details. Don't say, I'm a young girl, I'm a young boy, I'm a student. I've seen people who were giving to God like mad as students. During the NYC, they bought 2 plots of land here in this Kudende as a copper. And in that time, was it 12,000 or 20,000? I can't remember. But very small money they were earning. Around 2016, 2015. Today you are earning 3,000. They say they have made 70,000 now, minimum wage. I pray they will implement it. But you can't give God 3,000 out of it. 3,300 naira. When you finish, you carry certificate, and you are you who will go and stay on the mountain. Say, certificate, don't come, Lord, give me job. Which God are you calling? These are simple, simple things. And that guy that served God as student gave God all his tithe. Plus, when the parents sent money to eat, he tithed it. He got so much favor during the NYC and earned more than people that are working. So by the time he finished, he came and bought 2 plots of land in one day, not small, small, and pay at once. That's dominion. That's success. But you keep pitying yourself, and I told you, don't pity yourself again. Let God pity you. Don't live like a spiritual orphan. You have a father, and he's God. The only, he has everything. You want to be in charge? Please rise up. Rise up.